Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Six-pack time. Six-pack brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Come and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. And it is the Monday after a Sunday football game. So it's six-pack of easy for me to say, defensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
Hey, welcome back, Jaire Alexander. It's good to have you back on the football field. I think 28 snaps, and his highlight was almost getting into a fight with Jalen Knoll after he scored his first career touchdown. Kid did the Ray Lewis squirrel dance, and then he wanted the ball, and Jaire tried to get the ball back from him and created a whole thing on the field. He didn't make any plays. That was the extent of Jaire Alexander. It's been a fun year with him.
Well, they tried to hide him.
Yeah.
Like I told you they would. They'll play Tampa and these undrafted kids more than him. And he still was an abject failure, much higher for me. Six is, I'm just picking up where we left off. Like, your defense is terrible. Your head coach and your special teams need to understand that. And when you have a chance to play the field position game, you have to take advantage of it. Harb's deferring, stupid. Harb's trying a 55-yard field goal to give that offense better field position against his garbage defense, stupid. Guys running out of bounds to negate 62-yard punch when you could back them up inside their own 10, stupid. Other special teams penalties, stupid. Not being able to get more out of your return game. I don't know if it's stupid or not, but it's not good enough. Bro, they need every subsidy and handout they can get. Like, the fact that they don't recognize that in that building is ridiculous.
Number five.
I mean, stop me if you heard this one before, but you don't even need wide receivers in your game plan. Running backs and tight ends all day long. Running backs and tight ends. I'm just using the first three quarters. I'm taking Damian Pierce coming out of retirement to bleed the fourth quarter.
Fun.
In three quarters, tight ends and running backs touched the ball 26 times for 173 yards. 6.7 yards per touch to tight ends and running backs with an offense that can't push the ball downfield at all season long until they threw to the middle anytime they wanted against these mooks. Like... It's so broken. It wasn't even good. And when McDonald was here, it was the underbelly.
Yeah.
But now it's literally a free pass. It's just taking candy from a baby. It's taking
mixed
sunglasses
metaphors
from your
GM.
Super egomaniacal GM.
We are sort of simpatico because it's the same thing. The inside linebackers suck. It's just so bad, which is leads to what's going on in the middle of the football field, which is it's big time open for business.
Number four.
You gave up a 27-yard touchdown run to a washed running back and the 30-yard run to a quarterback who can't run. I brought it up in one of the prior segments. Like, Nick Chubb is done. His only other big run this year, Tampa Bay told you after the game they let him score because they wanted the ball back. This is this word's going to come up a lot, but that's embarrassing.
Yeah, my four is the fourth quarter. Like, these guys, they better get used to it because this is not the only team that wants to get them back for perceived slights in the past. If you are going to look like you might rub it in on some people, if you want to keep running jumbo offensive linemen six times, having six offensive linemen on the field in the fourth quarter against the team that you're destroying, when they get a chance to give it back to you, they might. And that fourth quarter was shameful. The inability to do anything, late third quarter, fourth quarter, when you're down three-plus scores and you still can't stop anything they're doing, running or passing, that's a joke. And when the highlight of your fourth quarter is the broken-down juvenile corner that you overpaid in free agency,
to come here and do nothing when the highlight, when the thing that stands out the most is him trying to rip a ball away from somebody, getting their first
career touchdown.
NFL score. Like, it's going to keep getting personal. Not a lot of people in the league like the GM. I'm just going to let you know. And they're going to keep showing him what they think of his roster. And the defense is going to have to keep wearing it. But that fourth quarter was a joke.
Yeah, I'm with Jason. And it's a good point. And C.J. Stroud was asked about the Christmas beatdown that the Ravens gave out. And it wasn't just running football, by the way.
They were throwing it.
He had a 47-yard completion in the fourth quarter. Look, he was throwing the ball downfield.
The week before, Andy Reid wanted to get it. He left Mahomes in trying to get him the fifth touchdown.
Yeah.
He didn't even stop at four. So get used to it.
And Stroud got a fourth passing touchdown in the fourth quarter.
We're doing the six-pack of defensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Three's where I put the opening drive. Like, if there was going to be any pulse, if there was going to be any signal that this week is a little different, it's Harbs putting these mooks on the field.
Show some
and
fight.
Them at least showing up.
Yeah.
Somebody making a stop. Somebody looking like they're in position. Somebody looking like they're really, really up for the fight. The ease with which a offensive coordinator who was already under fire, not even a month on the job, and a quarterback who they're talking about, oh, I don't think we can extend this guy after year three. And Collins hasn't done anything all year. And they go with Chubb over the Woody Marks kid who looked previously better than him, and they still shove it right down your throat to start the game. Mwah! Chef's kiss.
My three, and I touched on this earlier, it's fun and it's cute to pump your chest and talk about undrafted kids, and these guys are so good. We signed three of them, and this team loves day three draft picks, and so obviously the first round draft picks stink too, but man, was it a rough day for Keon Martin, Reuben Lowry, and Teddy Buchanan. Like, these three guys, a day three pick and two undrafted
guys. You guys wanted to let Reuben Lowry, right? Yeah, that was your guy.
Man.
I told you why Hamilton was doing what he's doing.
Oh, I hear
you. They don't have football players.
Could these kids get better one day? Absolutely. But this was too big for them yesterday, and it was obvious.
Number two.
Stop me if you've heard this before, but this team has no pass rush.
Yep.
They had two sacks. One of them was Kyle Van Noy was unblocked coming off the edge. It was a gift sack. They let C.J. Stroud run around, do whatever he wanted. It was rinse and repeat. The quarterback is not even being bothered. It was happened again.
We're simpatico. They're 28th in pressure rate. They're 32nd in sack rate. And the D.C., refuses to sell out and throw at least.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Once a series, just bring six or seven. Just do it. Just do it. I'm not saying do it all the time, but the fact that it still lacks a real aggressive bent when you know you have no players is mind-numbing and will probably be part of the reason he's fired in a week.
Number one.
Blame sunglasses at night. These guys were supposed to be Travis Jones, they told you, is a first-round pick in the third round. Trenton Simpson was going to replace Patrick Queen. Teddy Buchanan wasn't an end-of-the-draft pick, was he?
Fourth round.
There you go. Middle mid rounds. That's where you're supposed to find players.
Third day.
You're supposed to at least be able to find some depth.
Yeah.
Like, Starks, first-round pick. Owe, first-round pick. Yeah. Ajabo, second-round pick. Mike Green, not a football player right now.
No.
Not an NFL player right now. Second round, should have been top 10, right?
That's
if not for multiple accusations against him. Like, Tampa, they've been telling you that's our next great corner find, just like they told you it was Jalen Armour Davis before him, right? No one. Take the undrafted kids out. And then the one guy they bring in from the outside, well, really two, a run stuffer who can't stuff the run, and Jair Alexander. None of them are distinguishing themselves. People are falling all over themselves talking about Nate Wiggins. I mean, Nate Wiggins looks like a football player. Like, he can play in the league. Nate Wiggins isn't going shutting people down, showing up all over the ball.
He's not Darrell Revis.
These guys are supposed to be football players from day one. That's how they built their team. All they want is comp picks. All they want is draft. All they want to be is told how great they are and how great their roster is. These kids are giving them absolutely nothing. They don't look like they belong in the NFL. They look like they should be on a practice squad. Fire the GM.
I'm not being hyperbolic here. This is the worst defense I've ever seen. And for the third straight week, it looks like teams are running 7-on-7 drills against the Ravens defense. It looks like I'm watching training camp because they are mustering zero, whether it be against the run, against the pass. There is no pressure on the quarterback. He can sit back. CJ Stroud, you can say, okay, they scored 26 points against Tennessee last week. It was 6-0 in the fourth quarter. This offense has been horrible. What, 16 points a game? They had 24 at the half. This is embarrassing, and it's the worst defense I've ever seen.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
It's plain sight.
None of those kids can play.
The
none of them can just distinguish themselves.
The defense was just way too overhyped, and you didn't even bring up, because he didn't play yesterday, he's hurt, the $20 million inside linebacker that has not lived up to the contract.
You think this is going to bring out the best in him? He's a front runner.
Yeah.
Dude, they've allowed 13 passing touchdowns, most in the NFL. 8 rushing touchdowns, second most in the NFL. 13 passing touchdowns allowed to one interception. 69% completion percentage.
Nice bump.
109.8 passer rating. And at the same time, they have the lowest rush defense EPA in the NFL, -9.65. Their last 28 full drives, they've allowed 14 touchdowns, 7 field goals, and 5 punts. They've allowed 20 more points than the New York Jets, who look to be as horrific an NFL squad as you will find.
They didn't force a punt until there were 7 minutes left in the game yesterday against a Texans offense that has struggled all year.
They forced 2 punts in the last 2 games.
And of course, no turnovers.
And that's with a lot of garbage time.
Yeah.
Well, what should be garbage time, except these teams like getting good on you and sending a message to you that knife cuts both ways.
Well, no, it was garbage time because both the punts occurred when both backup quarterbacks were in for the opposing team.
One ear from the people next. 410-583-1057. Ravens fly. How are you feeling on this Monday? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.